So today, you and I match, right? We're all wearing red, right? So why do you think we wear red today? What did red signify? Anybody know? Yes, sir.
The color of love.
The color of love. But what's more? Yes, ma'am. Oh, your uniform. Yes, of course. What else? What did red signify? The symbolism of red. What does it signify? Why am I wearing red today? Yes, sir. You forgot? Okay. Yes, sir.
Because the school is red.
Yes. But red, even on our American flag, we have the color of white and red. And red signifies courage, right? And it also signifies sacrifice. Today, we celebrate two saints, Cornelius and Cyprian. They were martyrs in the early church, right? So the color red is the color of courage, the color of sacrifice, the color of bravery. So the next time you're wearing red, just don't say, oh, it's my school color, right? Perhaps there's a significant why your teachers, your principal, and father have chosen the color red to perhaps to tell you that each and every one of us, when we're called to be Catholics, we got to be brave, we got to be courageous, and we got to be willing to make sacrifice for our faith, right? And we have to be willing to make the desire to choose the life of faith a priority, not just a convenience. So many of us nowadays, when it comes time for our faith, if there's a basketball game, if there's a football game, if there's a sport game, or is there any reason that that make mass an inconvenience for us, we just said, Lord, you know I love you, but I'm going to stay home today. I'm going to sleep in. Is that keeping the faith? Or are you just going to say, oh, I love you, God, but you're secondary. How would you feel if someone said that they love you, but then they never care for you? It make you feel cheap, right? It make you feel like, oh, this person keeps saying that he or she care for me, but he or she never spend time with me. Imagining God. St. Paul said today, our faith tells us that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. But on the cross, Jesus has shown us what it truly means to love. Do you know why the Romans chose crucifixion? I preached this out at the base several days ago, because it was a cruel and horrible death. It was only reserved for the most hated criminals of all. And Jesus chose to die on the cross to the method of crucifixion to show us that he did not take shortcuts in loving us. You know why? Because imagining yourself and I being hung on the cross, not only for 10 minutes, not only for 15 minutes, not only for half an hour, but for hours, we slowly died of hydration. And as we died of hydration, our body dragged down. And when our body dragged down, our lungs collapsed. So Jesus basically choked himself to death. Slowly, for you, for me. You see, Jesus, when he died for us, chose not a cheap death. He chose a meaningful, sacrificial, brave, and courageous death for us. But you know why? Because he loves you and loves me. Jesus never took any shortcut in loving us. So we, as Christians, as Catholics in particular, cannot take shortcuts in loving him. You and I cannot just do the bare minimum, right? We got to give him our all. Because it's not about checking the list. It's about loving Him. So therefore, I hope my children, as you look at your color red, especially today with saying the two saints that we celebrate, I hope you see that as a sign of reminder for you, what can I do today to be more courageous, to be more brave, to be more committed, to give myself as a sacrifice in loving Him, in following Him, in giving my all to Him, instead of just following Him when it becomes a convenience for me.